Nolte, Washington Post snitch culture results in multiple public meltdowns. By John Nolte on June 6, 2022. The reprehensible Washington Post bared their leftist asses in public over the weekend with a glorious display of hair-pulling, recriminations, joylessness, humiliating corrections, finger-pointing, and lies. Awful people working in an awful environment full of childish snitches and mercenary backbiting. Don't tell me the arc of history doesn't bend towards justice. On Friday, Dave Weigel, one of the Post's left-wing activists, retweeted a pretty funny joke by another Twitter user. "Every girl is bi," the tweet said. "You just have to figure out if it's polar or sexual." Now that's funny. Not because it's true, but because you can see where these guys are coming from. Can you imagine what it must be like to date in this awful era of woke? Especially in DC, especially at the Washington Post? Anyway, in a fit of neurotic joylessness that would make the church lady proud, one of Weigel's own Post colleagues scolded him on Twitter. This neurotic harpy's name is Felicia Sonmez, a real piece of work who sued the Post last year for discriminating against her as a victim of sexual assault, whatever that means. Sonmez is also the brittle lunatic who used the occasion of basketball great Kobe Bryant's untimely death to bring up an unproven rape allegation. Sonmez took to her Twitter account to snitch on and shame Weigel in one of those illuminating acts of pearl grasping that shows just how weak and humorless left-wing women are. "Fantastic to work at a news outlet where retweets like this are allowed," she tweeted. Weigel didn't take long to go full mewling gerbil with an apology. "I just removed a retweet of an offensive joke. I apologize and did not mean to cause any harm," he squeaked. The Post COO, Chris Corradi-Kelly, then released a statement that said, "Editors have made clear to the staff that the tweet was reprehensible and demeaning language or actions like that will not be tolerated." Wait. It gets better. On and on and on, Sonmez went. Even after Weigel took an E. On and on and on she went, portraying herself as the victim as opposed to the cry bully tattletale she is. Finally, after a couple of days of this, one of Sonmez's colleagues, someone named Jose A. Del Real, called both her and Weigel out. "Felicia, we all mess up from time to time. Engaging in repeated and targeted public harassment of a colleague is neither a good look nor is it particularly effective. It turns the language of inclusivity into clout chasing and bullying. I don't think this is appropriate. Dave's retweet is terrible and unacceptable." But rallying the internet to attack him for a mistake he made doesn't actually solve anything. We all mess up in some way or another. There is such a thing as challenging with compassion. Sonmez's haughty reply. "Jose, Dave's retweet was indeed terrible and unacceptable. It was also public, and it's important that all those who saw Dave's tweet also see Washington Post reporters standing up for our newspaper's values. One of which is that comments denigrating women will not be tolerated." Looks like the Washington Post's values add up to Puritan and snitching. Anyway, that was the least of it. If someone at the Post is even more insufferable than Sonmez and Weigel, it's the uptight, middle-aged, cry-bullying queen of misinformation Taylor Lawrence. On Thursday, the misinformation queen published a story attacking YouTubers who covered the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. The piece was a typical corporate media temper tantrum about how normal, everyday people, like these YouTubers, are breaking news to an increasing number of viewers, and, in turn, define the online narrative around major events. Oh, gasp and agads. But the piece also contained a bunch of lies that accused specific YouTubers, Legal Bites Alight Mazika and an anonymous YouTuber named That Umbrella Guy, of not responding to Lawrence's request for comment. After the YouTubers took to Twitter to protest being lied about, the Post was forced to issue a correction. A previous version of this story inaccurately attributed to Depp representative Adam Waldman a quote describing how he contacted some internet influencers. That quote has been removed. The story has also been amended to note the Post's attempts to reach Alight Mazika and That Umbrella Guy for comment. Previous versions omitted or inaccurately described these attempts. Then came another correction, a real whopper of a correction. The first published version of this story stated incorrectly that internet influencers Alight Mazika and That Umbrella Guy had been contacted for comment before publication. In fact, only Mazika was asked, via Instagram. After the story was published, The post continued to seek comment from Mazika via social media and queried that umbrella guy for the first time. During that process, the post removed the incorrect statement from the story but did not note its removal. A violation of our corrections policy. The story has been updated to note that Mazika declined to comment for this story and that umbrella guy could not be reached for comment. A previous version of this story also inaccurately attributed a quote to Adam Waldman, a lawyer for Johnny Depp. The quote described how he contacted some internet influencers and has been removed. Even that correction is untrue. Lawrence did not try to reach Mazika before publication. And Fox News has seen the post-publication timestamps of Lawrence's contacts to prove it. As if this was not enough manna from heaven, Lawrence decided to publicly drop her editors in the grease by blaming them for the lies published under her disgraced byline. She has since locked her Twitter account, but you can read the screenshots of her meltdown here. Then Lawrence screeched at far-left and Lyle for daring to report on the dust-up. And then there was a whole slap fight between Lawrence and CNN's Brian Stelter. And then the world rejoiced in this proof that God does indeed love his peoples. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.